Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Nona, nona, igloos, figloons.
Is this really the 99th episode?
It sure is. And to celebrate, we're going to count to 99 in 99 different languages.
Uno, dos, tres.
Nice.
Just kidding.
Even better. You know, I bet there are over 99 kids in the choir now.
There are. In fact, let me check here. There are currently 99 million kids in the choir.
And they're all named Gordon.
No, that's not true. But this is. So if this is the 99th episode, that means the next one is our 100th episode. What I'd like to do is invite every Noodleino out there to send me a short audio clip of them singing a song that you made up, or a Noodleloaf song that you know from the show. And then if I get a bunch of them, we can make our 100th episode just a big listening party where me and my kids sit back and listen to the songs that you like to sing. So, groans, send me a downloadable link or the audio file to noodleloafshow@gmail.com. I'll put those instructions in the show notes and on our Instagram page, etc.
That sounds amazing. Let's get things moving. Cue the choir.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are Addison and Henry in Norfolk, Virginia, and Izzy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Izzy's birthday is today, the day that this episode is coming out, so happy birthday, Izzy! Take it away, kids!
La la la.
Today's Echo Song is about the difference between being someone who says there's a problem and being someone who tries to find solutions to problems. It's the difference between saying, this hat is too tight, and let me see if there's a way to make this hat fit better. It's an Echo Song, so all you need to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni and Shiloh are in there to help you out.
Anyone you know.
Anyone you know.
Can name a dozen problems.
Can name.
Saying this here ain't no good.
Saying this here ain't no good.
But the folks I wanna know.
But the folks I wanna know.
Are the ones who wanna solve them.
Are the ones who wanna solve them.
Saying let's try it like this.
Saying let's try it like this.
They're saying let's see if this works.
They're saying let's see if this works.
They're saying we can fix it working together.
We can fix it working together.
We can get it working again.
We can get it working again.
We can put our brains together.
We can put
we can fix it, yes we can.
We can fix it, yes we can.
They're saying we can fix it working together.
We can fix it working together.
We can get it working again.
We can get it working again.
We can put our brains together.
We can put our brains together.
We can fix it, yes we can.
Find a cause to fuss.
Saying this here I don't like.
Saying this here I don't like.
But the folks I wanna know.
But the folks I wanna know.
Are the ones who will discuss.
Are the ones who will discuss.
Saying I've got an idea.
Saying I've got an idea.
Saying tell me your idea.
Saying tell me your idea.
They're saying we can fix it working together.
We can fix it working together.
We can get it working again.
We can get it working again.
We can put our brains together.
We can put our brains together.
We can fix it, yes we can.
We can fix it, yes we can.
They're saying we can fix it working together.
We can fix it working together.
We can get it working again.
We can get it working again.
We can put our brains together.
We can put our brains together.
We can fix it, yes we can.
Calling all kids in the car, Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
This is for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-ups. Noodleloaf has a Patreon page where show supporters get access to bonus content, including links to secret Spotify mixtapes for Noodleloaf listeners made by me to spice up whatever road trips may come your way. Check it out, why don't you? The link is in the show notes.
Guided doodling, guided doodling.
Do you have something with which to draw and something on which to draw? You're going to need that to play this guided doodle. If you don't have those things, you can just use your finger in the air and your imagination. That could work too. Anyhow, I'm going to give you some instructions on what to draw. You're not going to know what you're drawing, but I have an idea of what your picture might look like. But it may end up looking totally different. Either way, we're going to listen to some music and do a little drawing together. Are you ready to begin? Start by drawing a baby carrot shape. Going the tall way, somewhere on your page. In other words, not laying on its side, but like standing up. Next, draw a small chocolate chip shape on both sides of the baby carrot. So, like one little filled in chip on either side. Now, above the baby carrot, draw a bunch of pieces of spaghetti, like someone took a handful of spaghetti and just plopped it right down there. Super. Now, do you know what spaghetti looks like before it gets cooked? Like real straight? Draw one piece of uncooked spaghetti on its side underneath the baby carrot. Great work! Now, find another area on your paper, somewhere else, where you have some space, and draw a slice of pizza so the point is on the bottom. So it's like standing up on the pizza point. Next, draw a mozzarella stick laying on top of the pizza slice. Does that make sense? Doesn't matter. You're doing great. Now, inside that mozzarella stick, at both ends, draw a small raisin. That's right, if you hadn't already figured it out, we are drawing with food shapes. Now, draw an apple all around that pizza and mozzarella stick and raisin thing that you just drew. And make sure to put a little stem and leaf on top of the apple. So, an apple shape all around that pizza, mozzarella stick, raisin thing. A little stem, little leaf on top. That's it, you did it. Any idea what it is you drew? It's really up to you. Take a moment to look at it, because in just a moment you're going to sing about what you drew during a game we call...
Karaoke. Oh, Karaoke.
To play today's Karaoke, you're going to look at that drawing that you just drew and pretend that you've got two characters there from a book. I will put on some music and ask you questions about them. And all you need to do is sing back the answers. You can make up a song anytime you want. So sing about these characters that you just drew. Ready for the first question? What are their names? And what do their names mean? Where do they live? How do they know each other? What kind of music do they like to listen to? If they started a band, what would it sound like? What's the first song that they would write called? Now let me hear what that song would sound like. That song would definitely be a hit. Wonderful. All right, thanks for listening. You know, I hope next episode I get to listen to you sing some songs. Just find yourself a grown who can send me an audio clip of you singing either a song that you made up or something you love from a Noodle Loaf episode past, and get it to me by June 15th. I'm so excited. Shout out to the kids on today's episode, Izzy, Addison, Joni, and Shiloh. And as always, our new Patreon patrons and our old Patreon patrons, you guys make this show go zoom. Those people are Nat in Baltimore, Maryland, Scott in Overton, Texas, and Izzy in Pittsburgh, who is having a birthday. One more big Noodle Loaf happy birthday to you, Izzy. She says she's listened to all of the Noodle Loaf episodes multiple times, which is just so cool. So have a wonderful birthday, and can't wait to hear y'all singing on Noodle Loaf's 100th episode coming soon.